This is Earth and Sky. Earlier we talked about finding traces of the banned pollutant PCB in Puget Sound.
Today, another pollutant that's turning up in Puget Sound called PBDEs. Here's Tracy Collier, a scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Things like, and these get a little bit of a mouthful to say, but the PBDEs, the polybrominated diphenyl ethers, commonly used flame retardants put into a lot of materials, computers, upholstery, cushions, foam, that sort of thing, to reduce fires in houses and save lives that way. But what's happening is that these compounds like the PBDEs are turning up in Puget Sound as well in a variety of animals, all the way from the invertebrates and fish clear up to the orca whales, the killer whales that inhabit Puget Sound.
These compounds are environmentally more persistent than people thought when they approved them for use.
So what's happening is that as these are showing up more and more in the biota, people are getting increasingly concerned. But these are a diffuse source of contamination. They come from all sorts of sources, from all sorts of urban runoff, dust in the air, etc. So they get very hard to control.
Collier told us that because so many of these contaminants end up in our oceans and in our surface waters, we can study the animals there to understand a little more about the possible implications for human health. With thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.